Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned to
Disorderly Conduct
with your host,
Vincent the Bay.
Vincent the Bay.
Vincent the Bay.
Hi there, honey. I'm number one-y.
Hi there, fella. I'd like to see you after the show.
You're tuned to
Disorderly Conduct
with your host,
Vincent the Bay.
Vince in the Bay. Vince in the Bay.
Hi there, honey. I'm number one-y.
Hi there, fella. I'd like to see you after the show.
Gay or what?
Check 1 2 2 2 2 1 2 check.
Vincent the Bay.
In the Bay.
These people are idiots.
Oh, yeah. Hey, 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 everybody. It's Vince in the Bay. Yeah, that's right. Back for another edition of Disorderly Conduct. One last time this weekend, did a show Friday, did a show last night, I'm doing a show tonight. And this will be it for the Labor Day weekend. I think I'm going to be joined tonight by a guest. What's this guy's name? A non-agent 007 is supposed to be calling in. I don't know what the hell's going on, but hopefully he will catch up with us. Anywho, I'm Vince the Bay. I'm your audio erotic host for the next 2 hours. And, I have been relaxing this, was it Memorial Day weekend? Labor Day weekend? Later, Labor Day weekend. And maybe relaxing too much. But, yeah, whatever. It is what it is. Open lines tonight. Feel free to call in. You can talk about anything and everything. Eastwooding has taken over the nation. taking the nation by storm. Tomorrow will be the first ever National Empty Chair Day. Yes, this Eastwooding meme has gone viral, beyond viral. It's out of control. We've already got a day dedicated to it, which is tomorrow. Last night I had on the show an invisible guest. Did a little Eastwooding on my own here. My invisible guest last night was, of course, Lily D. Williams. And at some point tonight, I will have another surprise special invisible guest joining me. So stay tuned for that. Hopefully we can get a non-agent 007 to catch up and join me here. In the meantime, I'm going to play some music. This is new music from The Coup. This is their new track, The Magic Hand, which has been in heavy rotation here with Vince in the Bay. So here it is from Boots Rally and The Coup. It's The Magic Clap right here on Disorderly Conduct with Vince in the Bay.
Yeah. You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay.
Let's stop hating in the Bay. Here's my CD, by the way. In your deck, press play. Hear what I gotta say. Stop hating in the Bay. Here's my CD, by the way. In your deck, press play. Hear what I gotta say. Stop hating in the Bay.
Call in now, biatches. 347-826-7667. And now your host, Vince in the Bay.
What I gotta say, stop hating in the Bay. Here's my CD, by the way.
In your deck, press play.
Hear what I gotta say, stop hating in the Bay. Here's my CD, by the way. In your deck, press play. Hear
what I gotta say,
stop hating in the Bay.
Oh, yeah. The words of Selassie. If we would just all stop hating in the Bay, like Selassie say, things would be all right. Just stop hating in the Bay. Or wherever you are, it doesn't matter. But I'm glad that you're here with me or tuned in with me tonight on this random Sunday night, three-day weekend. It's a, well, for some people, it's a three-day weekend. There's millions of people all over the nation and the world, for that matter, that tomorrow is just Monday. To all these unemployed folks, tomorrow's just Monday. But shouts out to people that have jobs. Congratulations. Hang on to those. Be grateful tomorrow when you're not at your job. Because tomorrow is the way that millions of people are living. Just an empty day. Nothing to do. Sorry, there's that TV in the background. Let me put that on mute. Watching, what's this show? Storage Wars? Is that what it's called? Storage Wars, yeah. Yeah, I like the show. This guy bought a room, got some sort of tiki lamp, tiki paraphernalia. Yeah, what a trip. Hey, let's give a shout out to Vert. Vert is in the building. Yes, thanks, Vert. It is a fantastical show, as per usual. I tweeted the shit out of this fucking show. Nobody showed up, except for you, Vert. I appreciate it, man. You're like a rock, man. I can depend on you. Thanks for hanging out, dude. And also guest 11192. Thank you for joining me as well. I think people just don't think I'm actually having a show, or maybe they're tired of, I don't know. See, this is why I only do one show a week now. You know, too much Vince in the Bay. You just get overwhelmed. You need a week to have a break. But whatevs. I'm excuse me, on this Labor Day weekend, I am doing a staycation. I've been just essentially just resting and watching the A's beat the shit out of the Red Sox 3 days in a row. Oh, I wish we could play the Red Sox all year round. Anyway. Yeah, so I'm going to take a sip of this. So, anyhoot, it's Sunday night. What did I put in the description of my show? What was I going to talk about? Sunday show with Vince in the Bay and special co-host, a non-agent 007, who never showed up. I put out a tweet saying, hey, I think I'm doing a show tonight. Who wants to co-host? And this dude, a non-agent 007, said, I'm totally down. And he hasn't seemed to have shown up. He hasn't appeared to have shown up. So it's all good. I'll fly solo like I have so many times. But yeah, I'm just basically practicing a lot of Eastwooding. That's right, the world has been embracing Eastwooding fever. As I said earlier, tomorrow, National Empty Chair Day. And I will be interviewing in one of my chairs here in studio an invisible guest, as I did last night. Last night was Billy D. Williams. Tonight, another surprise special invisible guest. I could not get the president. He's very hard to get. Invisible Obama is pretty much impossible to book. So I try to get the more fringe invisible stars. Now that the whole invisible mania has kind of cropped up, the invisible stars are starting to embrace the idea. I got Billy D. Williams to do it last night. He redid one of his Colt 45 commercials for us. It was amazing. If you missed it, check the archives. It was last night. So, yeah, that's it. No agenda here. I could go check out Twitter, see what's going on over there. I can live tweet my show. Yeah, I'm going to try tweeting this once one more time. Just, dudes, I'm online. Oh, there we go. Dougie Doug in the building. What's up, Dougie Doug? Let's see. What do we have? Dave Chappelle is the bomb. Yeah, Dave Chappelle is the bomb. He needs to start doing stuff again. That's right. The A's have won 9 in a row now. 9 in a row for the A's. I wonder if they're going to do 20 again. They've been here in the Bay. They have been celebrating this 10th anniversary of their 20 win streak back in the Art Howe days. 2002, I believe, with the team that had Miguel Tejada. Yeah, they've been celebrating that all year. And I think it would be so awesome if these A's pulled off another 20-gamer. It's possible. Anyway, that's just... I still haven't seen Moneyball. I need to see Moneyball. Billy Beane is an amazing talent. He knows how to scout. He basically knows how to scout really well. He knows how to pick him out. He's like this, whatchamacallit? Stage wars. These storage wars. Sorry, these storage pickers. Same thing. Same deal. What else is going on? North Korea and Iran sign Axis of Evil deal. What the fuck does that mean? Z-Trip. All I have to say is amazing. Oh, shouts out to Vert, a.k.a. Professor Nelson, in the building and in the house, in the place to be. And also thank you for tweeting the show. Appreciate that. What else do we have going on here? A process cannot be understood by stopping it. That's from Conformer, at Conformer. What else do we got here? There's some really snarky people on the internet. It's kind of amazing. And speaking of the internet, thank you for joining me here on the internet, Dougie Doug, guest, and Vert. The lines are open, 347-826-7667. Feel free to call in. We can talk about whatever's on your mind. The RNC just ended in the aftermath of Eastwooding. We now have to deal with another week of this bullshit with the Democrats, with the DNC. They're going to bring out an actor, too. They should bring out Charlie Sheen. But, yeah. Now, somebody was telling me there's like a way to filter your timeline for certain words. Does anybody know if that's true on Twitter? Like, without unfollowing somebody, can you just, like, filter out certain catchphrases and words? I wonder if that's... There's probably a third-party thing for that, I bet. Because sometimes you just get bombarded with bullshit. Oh, man. Well, they are right now, like I said, at the DNC, they're having protesters. It looks like the protesters are a little more vocal. At least they're being covered a little more than they were in the RNC. I didn't see a whole lot of stuff floating around. Because at the RNC, they just... You know, they'll put a three or four block perimeter around the entire thing and put the, quote, free speech zone somewhere, you know, eight blocks away. And they just kettle protesters in one little spot, and that's it. It's pretty much a waste of time, really. You're really just endangering yourself by going down there. Anyways, because it's just a bunch of riot cops that are looking for an excuse to pounce on somebody. But I can already tell that this DNC is going to get a little more visible protesting going on. Although, not that the RNC didn't have its fair share. Code Pink snuck into the RNC a couple of times. Yeah, there were a few interruptions, but everything was fairly civil, at least from my vantage point, via C-SPAN. Oh, man, that would be my life's dream, to be the guy that just announces the shows on C-SPAN. Coming up next, the RNC speech from 2012 by Rick Perry. This program is running about 12 minutes. That's like all they say. That's my dream job. I want that guy's job. When that guy croaks, I want to take over. What's on C-SPAN right now? It's probably all this RNC coverage. What they've been doing, actually... Oh, Jesus, it's Joe Biden. Yikes. But what was I saying? I'll tell you what I was saying. I was saying, what's up to Dougie Doug, Rocky Miller, and Vert, and guest listeners. I'm Vincent the Bay. I am holding it down here for another, Jesus Christ, hour and a half. I'm enjoying a staycation And I just thought I had nothing better to do, so I decided to do one more show, just like a little trifecta. I did one Friday, I did one yesterday, and I'm doing one now today. And I'm hoping at some point that we get a non-sicko or somebody to call in. Apparently, there's a huge, I think a part of the reason why it's so empty in my chat room is because I think everybody is at this party in Oakland, and a non-sicko's there, and he said he might try to call in. So hopefully, crossing my fingers here, hopefully he can call in and we can get a lot of sloppy drunk people on the line. And that'll get this party started. Anyhoot, if you want to join me on this cavalcade of mediocrity, the number is 347-826-7667. I'm Vince in the Bay, and we can talk. You know, I'm talking about this RNC, DNC bullshit. We don't have to talk politics. We could talk about Mormonism. Like, what the fuck's up with Mormonism, really? Like, the next president might be a Mormon. What does that mean? I don't know, man. Mormons, I kind of feel like they're, it almost feels like Christianity mixed with Scientology. There's just some sort of, you know, the people that are Mormon are, they're just kind of, there's something off about them. Hence Mitt Romney, you know, good looking guy, whatever, textbook story. But there's just something robotic and weird about him. But, yeah, you know what I'm saying? Glenn Beck, a Mormon. There's something creepy about him. Like, you know, I think he's kind of a borderline right-wing nut job. But all things considered, all things being equal, there's still something a little bit creepy and just a little bit off about him, a little bit, like, fake, you know? I don't want to say robotic like with Romney, but still, just something, yeah, there's just something there where it's just like, okay. The guy John Huntsman, same thing. Very articulate, very, you know, very, very intelligent, very, you know, another textbook politician who, by the way, last time I saw him on TV, he looked like he was fucking beet red. He was like so orange he was red. It was weird. John Huntsman. But, yeah, he's Mormon. Anyways, there's this guy I follow on Twitter. His name's Mark Dice. He's written some books, but they're mostly, conspiracy theory books. I think he's trying to be like another Alex Jones, but he just tweeted, I'm on the conspiracy show with Richard Syrent or something or other Canadian show. But yeah, this guy Mark Dice has been like totally ripping on Twitter on Mormons and Mormonism, and I don't know. There's something off about it. I'm not worried that they're lizard people that are gonna, you know, sabotage the entire world. I'm just saying that they're just kind of weird. They're, you know, whatever. It feels more like a cult than a religion. You know, they demand that they take 10% of your income. That's essentially paying taxes. You have to pay tax to your church. Like I grew up Catholic. I'm not paying any membership fees for the Catholic Church. No percentage of my income is going there, except for when I go there on holidays and put a dollar in the tip jar. Anyhoot. Looking in the chat room here, Ricky Miller says Elvis Presley is said to be Mormon. I did not know that. We'll have to fact check that, but that's interesting if that's the case. What else is Ricky Miller saying here? As long as I don't have to knock on doors, I'm okay with a Mormon as leader. Okay. Yeah, Ricky, I'm not too worried about a Mormon, having a Mormon as our president. I think we all know that it's sort of like the big white elephant in the room or whatever. The president's just a figurehead. I mean, really, he's got the veto pen. He's the de facto commander-in-chief. And also he can do executive orders, which are abused by all presidents. But let's face it, it's not them. It's not Barack Obama who's calling the shots here. I mean, everybody thought that the biggest speech of the week last week was Romney's, or depending who you're talking to. Some would say it's Eastwood's. But the real speech that everybody was, the real important speech, was the next day, the next morning, in Jackson Hole, Wyoming. Ben Bernanke, the Fed chairman, essentially spoke to the entire federal, to all the heads of the federal banking system. They every year this speech is, you know, somehow what was hyped as potentially being a spot where Bernanke might announce quantitative QE3, which is quantitative easing part trace, which this is the exact same spot they were 2 years ago. 2 years ago, Jackson Hole, I think Bernanke did the same thing. He just didn't really say anything. And then, boom, the day, September 2nd, the day after the election, I think the election was, I'm sorry, November 2nd. I want to say it was November 2nd, or maybe it was November 3rd. It was literally the day after the election in 2010, Bernanke announced QE2. So now we have another, you know, he gives another speech, does not explicitly say he's going to do QE3. But he does hint at it. So basically what he's saying is, I'm going to do what I did last time. Not going to do it before the election. So they'll let the election play out, and then he'll announce QE3. That's how it's going to work. And I think the market has already factored that in. I think it's pretty obvious. But, yeah. All right, I just bored Ricky Miller out of the room. Anyways, appreciate the input there. What else do we have in here? Dougie Doug says, because the Mormons love themselves for posthumous conversation on the unanointed Illuminati. Yeah. Toad's Illuminati. So, yeah, hopefully at any moment, a non-sicko is going to randomly call in. Let me check the... Yeah. Oh, wait, Triv's here. Hey, Triv. I'm sorry. My bad. Vert. Vert, you're in the building. What's up?
What's up, dude?
Nothing much, dude. Just doing a show, watching C-SPAN, and hanging out.
Is this mic any better?
Oh, yeah, it's way better. Yeah, you
nice.
Sound good. Yeah, you sound good.
Right on. Well, that's my main point of calling in, is to see if this was any better.
Yeah. I think you sound great. So what's up? What else is going on?
For me, nothing. I was hoping somebody else would call in, but decided to raise my hand since, yeah.
Yeah, dude. As far as I'm concerned, you're my co-host then. Yeah, dude, this guy called himself a non-agent 007. Like, tweeted me and said, yeah, I'll be your co-host, and he just never showed up. What the hell?
I'm sure it happens a lot. I've been out of the game for 14 months, but...
Yeah. No, this happens to me all the time. I get stood up all the time. I call it crappy airbagging. Pulling a bag. That guy, old crickety guy. You just it takes everything he's got to stay up.
Oh yeah, well he's kind of a weird fellow. And Dougie Doug, thank you.
Yeah. Oh, shouts out to Ricky Miller back in the building. Appreciate the input. I was going to say appreciate the input earlier, Ricky, regarding Mormonism. So, Vert, what's your experience with Mormonism? There's got to be
a fair amount
of Mormonism where you're located, I would imagine.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we got Mormons, Jehovah's Witness. Yeah, I kind of laugh every time I see them riding on their bikes with their suit and ties. I don't know. We're Midwest, so it's kind of weird. Small town.
It would be so easy to pose as a Mormon.
Yeah.
Like, all you get, you could just pair up with a buddy, you know, ideally somebody that's the same size as you, and, you know, wear matching suits, buy matching suits, get matching backpacks, and you're good. Maybe if you really want to go the extra mile, you can make a little laminate thing. But other than that, you just, as long as you got the suits and the backpacks, and ideally you're either traveling by foot or on bicycles.
Yeah, and it definitely gives you kind of immunity. Maybe I'll have to go to the bar next time.
It does. Like, cops will just be like, oh, yeah, oh, you're just...
Yeah, I don't want to pull him over. He'll just praise his religion on me, so I'll just leave him alone.
Yeah. You know, years ago, one Halloween, my girlfriend and I, this is when I was living in New York, my girlfriend and I, we dressed up for Halloween. We went to a Halloween party, but it wasn't on Halloween. It was like I don't know. It was one of those odd years where Halloween was like on a Monday or something or whatever. It was like an odd day. So, I don't know. We were out on either the day before or the day after, whatever. But we went to this party as an Amish couple. And everywhere, we took the ferry. That's right. We went to this costume party on Staten Island, and we had to take the ferry. And we took we were in costume, went from Brooklyn on the subway into Manhattan, got out, you know, went to the ferry building, hung out, went on the ferry all the way to this party on Staten Island dressed as Amish people. And some people thought we were actually really Amish. Especially late at night after the party when we came back on the ferry, it might have been like 5 a.m. or something, and everybody's cracked out. And at that morning, you know, that at that hour, it's like one ferry every hour, so everybody's just burnt out waiting in the station waiting for the ferry. And here comes this Amish couple, and we just totally played it like we were Amish.
Hell yeah.
People like came up to us and were like, wow, you're really, you know, I don't know. They just started talking. They're like, wow, you're Amish and you're here in New York. Isn't that like against your religion? I mean, are you even allowed to be on a ferry? Like, oh,
Awesome stuff. Hell yeah. Well, it looks like your buddy Carl's back. So I'm going to mute and go get a drink.
Oh, yeah. Great. Carl Barks is here.
I'll be back.
All right, dude. Thanks for coming out. That's Triv. Yeah, Carl Barks. I'm in my parents' attic. It's not basement. It's like a little attic space. And yeah, Dougie Doug in the house. Carl Barks, Vert, several guest listeners. If you guys want to do me a favor and tweet out to your compadres the show, that'd be great. There's a little button there under the slideshow, and if you just tweet that out, that'd be really cool. Or not. I mean, I know Carl Barks won't. Carl Barks is just here to torment me. Carl Barks says, I don't tweet, I twat. Yeah, that's right. You are a twat. A twatter. Yeah, Carl Barks' claim to fame is getting OpNoPro to rage quit my show. If there was a wiki about the Vince and the Bay show, Carl Barks, that would be his only entry. This is the wiki for Carl Barks on VITB wiki. Carl Barks. Quasi-semi-notorious troll on Blog Talk Radio, responsible for making OpNoPro rage quit the show. That's his only entry. So I don't know. What other shows Carl Barks, have you caused to make a co-host rage quit the show? Is there any other shows that you've tormented more than mine? I don't know what the fuck you're talking about in the chat room, Carl Barks. What the hell are you saying? Carl Barks says, I don't tweet, I twatter. Because I said 6 million was not enough, and I take pride in that, rolling on the floor laughing, Debbie's and Bones. Oh, okay, so those are the shows you've caused people to rage quit, Debbie's and Bones. Does Bones even do a show anymore? Did Bones get trolled totally off of BTR? It was, what was his full name? Something Bones. I know exactly who you're talking about. He was kind of a sensitive guy. He was a pretty sensitive guy. And he was involved in that Freedomizer shit. Like, what's up with all that Freedomizer stuff? I don't know. It's like a whole nother part of BTR that I just don't get. I mean, I guess I get it. It's kind of like the George Norrie, Coast to Coast crowd, but trying to do their own thing on Blog Talk Radio. Not Goofy Bone. Oh, Goofy Bone? Oh, okay. So you made you're saying you made Goofy Bone rage quit? No, but there used to be a guy named Bones. It was, what was his name? Oh, man, I don't want to go through all my followers on Blog Talk Radio and try to find this guy. But, anyways. So that's it, just two other people, just me. It's just me, Debbie, and Goofy. That's it. What about Johnny Cush? I feel like I'm doing a Johnny Cush show right now. So I apologize. But minus the really annoying fucking ditzy whore that he has as a co-host. I swear she's got to be like a stripper or a porn star. I think Johnny Cush works in the porn industry. And he just does that show on his own, just for fun. Doesn't he sound like he could be a porn director? So Carl Bark says, so why did you kill Moxie? I did not kill Moxie. I didn't even know Moxie was dead. In fact, someone told him, I think it might have been the Jew. Somebody told me that he saw Moxie on here. It was when, oh, dude, I totally heard that show. I heard it in the archive. She called in a Bill Wagoner show. Like, I don't know, maybe, it wasn't that long ago. I want to say maybe like 3 months ago when Bill Wagoner and FRD linked up to do a string of shows together. That was a fucking surreal mind fuck. I couldn't believe that. I still cannot believe that they hooked up. But after I accepted that they were, you know, doing a thing together, I was like, oh, this is not going to last. Where is this going? Sure enough. In fact, it was my first show back after, like, whatever, 8 months, 9 months. FRD called in and said, yeah, no, dude, I'm not in Vegas anymore. I'm back in Maine. The collaboration with Wagoner ceases to exist. Yeah, so apparently she called into their show. Well, not apparently, she did. I heard it. I heard it in the archives. But the Jew told me that she's back around. She's not dead. In fact, I don't know if that Bill Wagoner account is still up and running. I forgot the name of it. If I could go into my iTunes, but I don't know, just search for it on Blog Talk Radio, you'll find it. It was like, if you just put Bill Wagoner and FRD, it'll probably pop up. I don't know which episode it was. They didn't do very many shows. They did maybe, I want to say, maybe 3 weeks versus worth of shows. They kind of did a little 3-week run, and then that was it. Carl Barks says, you stabbed her in the back. I cast my lot with Debbie and sold out. No. I didn't stab Moxie in the back. How could I stab Moxie in the back? The only thing I can think of, she was butthurt because I gave Debbie a video that I had over. A video that doesn't look unflattering. It looks, I mean, Moxie's, she's not bad, you know. She doesn't look bad in that video either. But yeah, Debbie was raging on Moxie for a while. She's like, oh, that's right. Moxie had just made a video totally dissing Debbie, and Debbie's just like, oh, if I could just get my hands on anything, just any video of Moxie. And I was like, fuck it, here you go. Because at that point, Moxie was kind of trolling me. And I was just like, you know, fuck you, Moxie. Here you go. Here, Debbie, you want some video? Here's some video. Do something with it. She didn't do shit with it, but whatever. No, I think she did do a video of it, but she tried to make it, like, slowed down and played, like, the psycho music and stuff, and I don't know. It just didn't... Moxie's not a bad-looking girl, so it was kind of, But I think it was just the fact that she had something, you know, had documented footage of Moxie that she felt vindicated. So what? So what, Carl Barks? I gave her that video. Who cares? That's not killing Moxie. That's not stabbing her in the back. I think Moxie actually did a follow-up video where she did some sort of pan up her leg and up her side and chestoral region and then up to her face, and then it said like DWC for life or some shit. That was pretty fucking cool. But I did not kill Moxie. I think Moxie is a really funny. She's good at dishing it out, but she's not so great at taking it. And that's unfortunate because she's really funny. If you go in the archives and listen to the shows that she was on during her era, during this show, it's probably some of the best BTR shows that I've ever done. When it was like her, the One Angry Jew, and Ken Moore. And we'd get calls from God knows who. Those were the days, heady days. But, life rolls on, as does Beat the Glory here on BTR. I don't work for Debbie. What the hell are you talking about, Carl Barks? You're out of your freaking mind, dude. Oh, we got John Himes in the building now. Welcome, John. Feel free to call into the show. I'm Vince of the Bay. I'm holding it down here for another hour. That's right, another hour. So if you want to call in, promote something, get something off your chest, I don't know, say a prayer, it don't matter. We're just live on the internet, baby, making it happen here. So if you call in, it's 347-826-7667. You call in, and then if you want to talk, you have to press the number 1, and that will alert me that you're on the line and ready to chime in. But, we have a couple callers on the line. Tripp's still with us. There's a couple callers on the line, but their hands are not raised. Callers, if you want to chime in here again, just press the number 1, and that will alert me that you want to be brought live on the air. But, John Himes, good to have you here. Kind of a slow night. This is a holiday weekend. And I tweeted the shit out of the show. I'm just surprised I didn't get much of a turnout. But I think people are just kind of used to me having a Friday show, and that's it. But I decided to do a random three-day run of shows, and this is the last one. And let's go out with a bang. Call in. Hey, Carl Barks, are you still here? Carl Barks, why don't you call in? Or if you know Moxie, call Moxie. Tell Moxie to call in. I'd love to kiss and make up with Moxie. Carl Barks loves when I talk sports because it shows how really dumb I am. Are you insinuating that because I'm kind of a jock or into sports, I must be dumb? Or are you saying my sports game is just not? Are you saying you know sports better than I do? What are you insinuating with that? Talk about the Giants. I don't like the Giants. I like their baseball field. What's it called? AT&T Park. Stadium's beautiful. And I was happy for them when they won the World Series. I mean, Bay Area represent, but I'm an A's fan. So Vert is saying that John and him were playing Halo and left to come here, but posted on Facebook. Sweet. Thanks for posting on Facebook. Oh, Carl Barks, do you want me to talk about the A's? I already talked about the A's. The A's played today. They won. They're on a nine-game winning streak now. Now they're going to start playing the Angels. I don't know. Are they playing the Angels tomorrow or Tuesday? I'm not sure. So, yeah, we're winding down the first hour here. Fuck, yeah, we're almost halfway done, folks. I really appreciate you hanging out with me here, Dougie Doug, John Himes, Carl Barks, and Vert. Also, several guest listeners that have been coming in and out. Let's go to the phone lines here. We have a caller with their hand up now. Go ahead, caller. You're on the air. Who's this? Caller, can you hear me? Maybe unmute yourself. No, we have a caller on the line. Hand up. Unmuted. Hello, caller. Is this thing on? Is that why there's
I can hear you.
Okay, all right. Well, whatever. Caller with the block number, you're on the air. All right, if you don't want to talk, that's cool. I will put you back on mute. And you can, I'll just leave the line open. If you want to talk, go ahead, but I don't hear you. Make sure you unmute yourself on your end, people. It's just something to keep in mind, a little tip. And the caller's gone.
Darn. You mind if I say hi to John?
Go for it. Yes. I mean,
John, no. Dude. Well, thanks for tuning in. We'll play some more Halos later. That's all.
Very well. Okay, shouts out to Dougie Doug for tweeting the show. I'm going to retweet your tweet. Just so much easier.
All right, well, I'll retweet your retweet of his retweet.
Yeah, just keep retweeting. Oh, man. Bear Brown is kind of flipping out on Twitter, isn't he?
He's usually flipping out pretty hardcore everywhere.
I mean, he's really just flaming all around. He's, you know, he's throwing around. He's on a rampage right now.
Yeah, well, he's
getting
a lot of people off a few times.
Yeah, and he seems really pissed right now too. Like he's just sick of being trolled to death.
Back in the day, I definitely saw a lot of kicks and bans for him on the old network that I'm not allowed on.
Uh-huh.
So I'd think he'd be used to it, but yeah, by his tweets, I don't think so.
No, he's very sensitive, I think.
Well,
I mean, because I kind of trolled him a little bit. You know, I'd give little jabs to him there, here and there, and then he just flamed up on me, just like, call me in 20 minutes, We're also all you know.
Yeah.
You know, you've been attacking me dozens of times. I'm just like, dude, I'm not attacking you. I'm kind of, I don't know, criticizing maybe, but in a satirical way. So then I started looking back into my tweets, and I was like, you know, before I argue with this guy, maybe I should go back and look. Maybe I did do this dozens of times. I would imagine that I've done it maybe a dozen times. Said something, you know, unsavory about him. But that, it's sort of, to me, that's just sort of like the whole in joke is it's just like everybody just rips on Barrett. That's just how it is.
Yeah, no, that's the way it was on IRC back in the day. I mean, he knows people hate him.
Yeah. And I think he loves it on a certain level, but I think he also probably has his breaking point like anybody else. But he got pissed because I was making fun of Operation New York Times. Which I think is, I don't even know what the fuck is going on with that. But it just seems like it's just all something, maybe it's just on the surface, it looks like to me that he must have had a bad experience with the New York Times, and now he's butthurt, and now he's trying to, he's got his hands on something, so he thinks he has gold, and he's going to get him back somehow. But I don't know, it just sounds... That sounds pointless. I mean, who cares about the New York Times?
I agree, but
just don't pay attention. The best thing you can do is just don't pay attention to the New York Times. I mean, the newspaper industry, the news industry, is already getting cannibalized. It's deteriorated at a very rapid rate. And especially now with all this technology and Ustream and everything, the lines are being crossed between, you know, journalism and legit journalism.
Yeah, I think the main thing is that the New York Times were like the main people that broadcast the WikiLeaks actually leaks.
Yeah, that's the whole thing. See, that's that whole thing with the WikiLeaks situation is, yeah, it's kind of fucked up. If WikiLeaks is to be brought up on any charges, then the New York Times and Der Spiegel and there was one other one, I think it was, where all those newspapers that released the same shit.
The Guardian, yeah.
Yeah, The Guardian. All three of those papers linked the same stuff. If they're going to go after WikiLeaks, they should go after the other three, too. I mean, you know, like it or not.
Exactly.
I see WikiLeaks as a publisher. I think that's
yeah, they're press. They're spreading information that the public has a right to know.
but if there's any chance that Julian Assange, who's a member and representative of WikiLeaks, if there's any chance that he directly worked with and helped Private Manning with certain stuff, like helping him, whatever, crack stuff or whatever, then you got a problem. Then you have like this collusion, you know, then it becomes like espionage. You know, if it was Thomas Friedman instead, let's say Thomas Friedman is the one that Bradley Manning goes to. Would Thomas Friedman be on the run right now?
The way that
let's say Thomas Friedman knows cryptology. Cryptography, I can't even say it. Whatever that crypto shit is that Julian Assange is into, let's say Thomas Friedman, you know, has the same skills and knows people that have even better skills and links up with Private Manning and helps him, break into to whatever he's got to break into to get these files. You know, Thomas Friedman would certainly have to stand trial. But I wonder if he would, though. Wait, you know, where's the line?
I don't know. All I know is that Manning has been in Gitmo for, what, almost 900 days? And I don't know.
Yeah,
I think of him as a patriot.
He needs a fair trial, no doubt about it. Fair and fair trial. I think that a part of, you know, I think his defense has got a very, very tall order ahead of it. So, I mean, they're basically taking on the federal government, let's face it.
I shouldn't even be talking with this shit being mentioned, but...
Yeah, we don't have to take it all the way there. Let's, you know, let's take a break. It's, fuck, we're already in the second hour.
Yeah, where's the tunes? Play something good.
My phone. Oh, okay, I have callers. Hang on, let's see who this is. Go ahead, caller, you're on the air. Who's this? Caller? Hello?
BITB for life.
Oh, my God, I can't believe it. It's been too fucking long.
What's going on?
Everybody? It's Kyoto.
Like a ghost appearing out of the fog, huh?
Oh, it's good to hear your voice, man. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well, thank you. And how are you?
Oh, you know, just doing the show here now, kind of quasi, semi weekly. And have a long weekend, so I decided, what the heck, let's fire up the show again. I've been doing shows on Fridays, like just Friday, for the last couple weeks. And I don't know, I just had nothing better to do, so I'm doing three shows here.
Nice.
Yeah.
And you're off paper. You're officially unencumbered by the state at this point.
Yeah, that's kind of part of the reason why I'm back here. I feel a little more comfortable.
Yeah, I can imagine, given some of the content of previous programs.
Dude, no shit, man.
Now you'd want your PO dialing into.
Yeah, no, I mean, I don't think I overstepped any boundaries, but just the potential of stuff made just at a certain point. I mean, I was getting burnt out on doing the show anyway, but it was just like once, once you get to the point where you're getting like people for a lot of these people calling in that God knows who, because after we did the Op Bart thing, you know, then it led to Occupy and just all sorts of shit was getting really hairy, you know, and Sabu's floating around out there. And that was I almost felt like something was just kind of not right about that. And, you know, I just decided it's time to shut it down, dude.
Yeah, that's what I did. I shut it down on my side, that's for goddamn sure.
Dude, yeah, seriously, like Kishu was mentioned in a fucking New York Times article or New York, the New Yorker.
You're kidding.
No.
She must have been so overjoyed with herself over that.
Oh, dude, she sent me messages saying that there's like, you know, reporters trying to talk to her, and you know, she said she's got a potential book deal, which I think is bullshit, but whatever. yeah, dude, that was just kind of a really crazy time period. You know, that whole time, the whole summer of lulls, I want to call it. That was those are crazy heady days.
Those were crazy. I swear that I think I smoked like 2 pounds of weed in 3 months that summer. It was incredible. it was like the lulls were so fast and furious, I had to dull my sense. I had like literally smoke enough weed to slow down time, so I had the ability to take it all in like the Matrix or something, you know?
Yeah.
That was great. That was a great summer. And I'm sad that once again a filthy fucking snitch takes good people into the rabbit hole. God, it just makes me, you know, hear people talk. You know, I heard you guys talking about Bradley Manning.
Yeah.
It's a national disgrace with, you know, putting him in solitary and treating him, you know, as they are, all the evidence of, you know, psychological abuse that's come out. And just fucking Adrian Lamo. I mean, never was there a more appropriate surname than for that aspy piece of shit.
Dude,
fuck, yeah, fuck Lamo.
Yeah, this is Vert, by the way. Vert, this is Kyoto, an old friend of the show. Yeah. Shit, what was I going to say?
Rob sounds like I like him.
Yeah, no. Kyoto is old fag. He's
hell yeah.
Yeah, he's old school, dude. But yeah, Vert is just recently rejoined the internets in the last couple of months. And so he's been kind of a regular hanging out on the show here. Pretty much every time I do a show, you're here, Vert.
Yeah, well, it's a great show. I commend you.
Yeah. I think I made the right choice in just doing it once a week, though. Like, I was doing shows every single fucking day, or every night. It was just stupid.
It was crazy. I don't think none of us were getting anything done.
No, I was totally...
You know, the internet would stop when Vince's show would come on.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, it was crazy. It was great. I mean, I think it was exactly the right idea to shut it down. I like the idea of scarcity as well, Vince. You know, there's something to be said for being being finite and leaving
people
wanting
more. Couldn't keep them wanting more, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
I think this 3 days kind of proved it to me because, I don't know, I was just... kind of just kind of doing it just to do it. But I'm glad I did it, though, because you called in, man. It's been fucking way too long. I have to commend you. Your Lulz Viticus did a nice little tribute to Andrew Breitbart. I thought that little flame of just absolute mayhem coming out of that Twitter stream, that was fucking hardcore, dude.
The fucking hate I got back from that, I was loving it. It fueled me. I actually grew like an inch and a half, you know, down there. I was like, wow, my EP actually grew. I didn't think it was possible for it to get any bigger, but you would not believe the volume of hate and vitriol I got back from ministers. It was incredible.
What the hell are ministers doing on Twitter?
I don't know. But I was reading there, you know. Oh, yeah, it was crazy. It was crazy. And that that account got, you know, made it onto some of the conservative, you know, ban on site lists.
Did it get on Twitchy? That's the goal. Oh, there you go. That's the... That's the grand prize. If you get on Twitchy, you've made it. Michelle Malcolm.
I've only resurrected that account twice since the Lulz boat sank. And one was to troll Andrew Breitbart, and the other one was when the shit was going down in Anaheim, and I saw you posting on the live stream.
Oh, yeah, dude. Yeah, in my time off from doing the radio show, I was watching a lot of these live streams and stuff. And I don't know. It's fun to troll live streams because, you know, sometimes it's just like they're overly dramatized stuff.
Uh-huh. And
it's just fun to troll in there, but whatever. I hate that feature, though, where you sign on Twitter and it just it automatically tweets it out. I hate that fucking shit, but yeah, that Anaheim stuff was gnarly.
Yeah, that was crazy. I mean, it was the video was you know, pretty intense, and I think it was actually fairly righteous. I mean my opinion, right? Like you know, I've been to, and what I loved was the night of the city council, you know, when the first night of the big blow up, you know, and like one of the live streamers is like, holy shit, what is that? You know, this explosion's in the sky. You know, it's explosions over there. And so they go running around the corner of the building, and somebody's like half a block hence and says, it's Disneyland. And he comes around the corner, it's the fireworks going off at the Magic Kingdom. And I was like, holy fuck, I can't believe it. That is just surreal. I love it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Here people are, you know, in the streets getting, you know, chased around by riot cops, and they're running the typical evening program.
Yep.
At,
they weren't going to let those kids. They weren't going to let those kids anywhere near Disneyland. That was just not.
No.
It was not an option.
No, they weren't going to let them anywhere near Disneyland. No way.
I mean,
so what's been the digs? What have you been up to?
Just been working my ass off. Yeah, I was working two jobs for a while. Just I got burnt out in the show, so I just fucking worked a lot.
Hello.
Hello. I shot Steve Forbes the other day with a camera, not with a gun.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I've been doing corporate gigs here and there. And the last notable person that I shot was recently was Steve Forbes. Yeah, that was kind of a trip.
Is he as soft as he looks?
He does look very soft.
He just seems like a almost just like paper thin skin with like gelatin behind. Like, you know, if you shook his hand too hard, he might leak, just rupture and leak out.
Yeah, yeah.
That's good to know.
Yeah, he was powdered up with some makeup too, so that makes him look even doughier. FRD in the building. Hey, FRD, shoot me over some news, dude. I'll read some news. What the fuck? FRD saved me. Was it last night? Last night, FRD. It was like, kind of like the same thing here. Like I was just kind of like the call in. And he just started firing me news items, just random weird news. And they were all from NBC.com, which was like, what was the one? The woman got arrested four times in like
26 hours.
20 hours, yeah.
Was methamphetamine involved?
Not from the article, but maybe.
I got to tell you, you'll have an appreciation for this, Vince. So a bunch of us get together and rent houseboats out at Shasta.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're headed out there, you know, and there's a lot of, like, you know, little ass towns around there. And so we stop in this little ass town for rolling papers and some fuel on our way up there, and it was the craziest fucking thing. The only person, it seemed like, in the entire community who wasn't totally tweaked out on meth in the middle, like 10 o'clock in the fucking morning, was the guy actually working at the gas station. And I mean, this is just a little tiny, it's like, you know, 12 buildings and an old ass Amoco station. And, and, you know, the guy's got, like, a bulletproof cage he's in. And then, like, we get out and, like, immediately are, like, getting just mobbed and hit up for spare change. And I'm just like, what the fuck? What kind of little town is this? It's been taken over by tweakers. It was the weirdest thing I'd ever seen in my life.
Damn.
Yeah, we used them for anchors. We invited them all, threw them in the back of the truck, and we anchored off with them. We paid them two smokes a day to hold our lines along the edge of the lake to keep us from drifting while we partied.
Nice. Hey,
my own job program.
Hang on, Kyoto, we got another caller. Hang on, Kyoto. If you're just joining us, it's Vince in the Bay with Vert. We got our old friend Kyoto in the building, and now we are joined by Mr. Pliskin. Mr. Pliskin, welcome to the show.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, what's going on, Pliskin? What's on your mind tonight?
I'm just one of Trev's friends, or Vince. What's his calling him? Just Vert's friend.
Yeah, Vert.
Right now. I don't know. I've known him for how long now, Trev?
Been a couple of years, for sure.
I'm going to say six. I've known you for about 6 years, because that's what my Xbox Live account says.
Yeah, Jack's a good guy, so I guess you got here from my Facebook post.
Yeah, I'm still actually playing Halo, but I found it interesting, so I decided to call in. I figured I had a Skype account anyway.
Yeah, Vince is a great guy, so... So are all of his guests.
Nice.
Yeah, right. Most of them, except for fucking Nature Boy.
Is that guy still on here?
Oh, yeah. I wouldn't be surprised if he calls tonight. He calls almost every time.
I hope so. I will troll that fuck so hard.
Oh, dude, that's awesome.
Oh my God! I remember the last time. I mean, it's been probably close to a year. No, because Occupy had started up. Oh wait, it's September almost. It is September, so
it's been almost a year since
I dialed in. And I think the last time I called, I trolled him so hard I thought he was gonna cry and he rage quit. And they didn't. And then they put off doing their grand re-entry into BTR for some weeks after that. I felt good about it. So I'm not a nice person, Pliskin. Just,
Oh, that's why. Come on. You sound nice enough.
We may share politics, but I am definitely I am a filthy, bottom-of-the-barrel... Lower than a snake's ass crack troll, for sure.
Nah, you gotta have a few of those.
You guys want to know something? Yeah, you guys want to know something crazy?
Yes, please.
Well, September 17th. A year before September 17th, 2010, was when the whole anti-privacy anon-ops started, the exact day. That was exactly a year before the occupation Wall Street started. Like, to
so
the
what
day.
Will happen this year on September 17th?
Exactly, that's what's tripping me out.
False flag. Are you saying there's going to be a false flag attack?
Yeah. I want to break if you know something I don't, I want to break it here before Alex Jones gets a hold of it.
Yeah.
Amen.
In 1956, on September 17th, the Bilderberg Group met for breakfast and the sausage patties were tainted. They shat all day.
Oh boy.
Hell yeah. But yeah, it was September 17th, 2010 that the Pirate Bay was shut down by the FBI. Via India company Aplex.
I heard they just arrested one of the Pirate Bay guys, like in like Thailand or some shit.
Yeah, Phnom Penh.
I believe it. Yeah.
Yep.
No.
Yep. Sadly.
And then Kim.com also got his shit.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Mega upload.
But he said he's like, fuck that. We're gonna come out with Mega Box. What's up with that?
Yeah.
Mega box.
I'm waiting.
Mega box.
You know, he put the architecture out. He loaded it up on GitHub. He made the architecture for Mega Upload public.
Hell yeah!
His credit
for the win.
I mean, and anybody who, I mean, listen, you're in the content generation business, Vince. Like, you know how many thousands of competitors there were to Mega Upload. I mean,
yeah.
It's not as though, you know, they haven't done, they have literally done nothing in terms of,
I used to do Rapid Share.
Yeah, Rapid Share, Share Web.
Yeah. But I obviously didn't buy it, and you had to wait a minute before it started downloading.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Like they're gonna penalize you a minute. What? We're gonna penalize you time.
Yeah, shit's still free.
It's free.
Willing to wait.
You have to wait a minute. No, literally, you're gonna have to wait a minute.
I know. I've got the patience for that myself.
Well,
yeah, like a fucking microwave.
What we have here on the switchboard, I think Kyoto, your wish might be granted here. Your dreams might be coming true here in a moment.
Oh my God.
Nature Boy, is that you? Nature Boy?
Oh no. Why do I sense that this was a bad move?
Nature Boy.
No.
No, Nature Boy, there's everything's fine. We're just hanging out, catching up, you know. Since I
No, you're not, Vince. No, you're not. You have got something up your sleeve with Kyoto or whatever the name is. What the hell is going on? Why do I sense this was a bad move? I should have stayed on Demi's show. Why? Why did I move? Why?
There's still time to go back. You can pull the ripcord any time, Nature Boy. Just remember that.
Is this
you,
Kid Moore? Is this Kid Moore?
No, that's Kyoto.
Oh, Kyoto.
AKA, you know what? You probably know him as King or where are some of the other hats?
I think King is the moniker Wagner gave me. That's
yeah.
What
Debbie
Wagner.
Debbie and Wagner both call him King. I call him Kyoto. I don't even know how that name happened. I think I just put you on the spot and said, when you first called in and said you had to have a name, and that was what you said.
Yeah, it was a night when there were six of us on that nobody wanted to be identified by a particular name.
Yeah, there was a bunch of old fags that were fucking paranoid as fuck, and you just threw out Kyoto.
Yep.
That was like...
So, Nature Wagner Boy.
Yes, Bill Wagner Boy.
Bill Wagner Boy, you fail motherfucker. So are you still still fucking poisoning the internet with your trite mid-80s humor?
And are you still polluting our ears with the name Bill Wagner? How dare you come back to this network and mention that name? You deserve to be shot and hung from the top of a scaffold. And you deserve to be pushed off a balcony into the street to allow a bus to run over you completely. I cannot believe that you would mention that long-haired, cokehead freak, Bill Wagner, on the Vince in the Bay Disorderly Conduct broadcast. Vince, and you allowed it? Vince, have you lost your mind? I think you have.
Watch yourself. You're talking about the final boss, first of all.
The who? The boss
the
of
final
what?
Fucking
Do you know
boss,
who I am?
You know
I am
this.
The boss of this network. I am the president of Blog Talk Radio. There are no other bosses, Powell. Bill Wagner is yesterday's news. He's gone with the wind, and he does not matter on this network anymore.
Other listeners may not know, but the Nature Boy, before he put on this... This shtick trying to impersonate a no-name
trying
professional wrestler from the 1980s became internet famous through Goatsy. You may not know, but Goatsy is actually that's Nature Boy's asshole.
Oh wow, that was so very funny.
Yes, little known fact.
That's
thank you. Yes. A little tidbit there,
very,
kids.
Very very. Comedic there. Keep trying, buddy. Keep trying, but Block Talk Radio isn't for people like you, buddy.
It's not for people
listen
like
me.
You.
Come
dude,
on,
we,
I mean,
we made fun of Blog Talk
you
Radio.
Have anything better lined
we
up for me?
We own this platform.
You did own it, but you don't own it anymore, you bastard. Stop living in Troll War number 2. Wake up already. Bill Wagner is yesterday's news. He's not even around anymore. So why are you coming on here mentioning his name?
Dude, He was just on here. He had a show. FRD can attest because FRD was his co-host.
I don't want to hear about Bill Wagner having
they
a
had,
show. I don't want to hear anybody attest
Frodo,
to me anything about Bill Wagner. This, you can't
that
light
was,
up anything else better than this.
Out of nowhere. I already had FRD on to talk about it and stuff, but Wagner's still floating around out there.
Yeah, and Wagner is still a piece of trash. Come on, Vince, you don't have anything better than this? You mean I wasted my time coming over here to this show to talk to you, Vince of the Bay, about Bill Wagner? You are turning
yeah, you should, you
to
should
a
do,
1965
you should
show.
Your
yeah.
stepdaughter watch
you are
up
turning
and
back
sit on
a
toilet plunger.
Radio ripoff troll that you were before you left this network about a year ago. Now, I brought you back here to do a job, and goddammit, you better get back to doing it, or else you're going to be
Woo!
Back on the unemployment line. You
Woo!
Understand me, Vince of the Bay? Get to work, and next time I call in, do not discuss Bill Wagner with me.
Wait, you're the one that brought him up. You're the one that brought him up.
I didn't bring
here's
up Bill Wagner.
Here's the sad thing,
Mr.
Boy. You never get off the sex offender registry once you're on it. That's the sad thing
Bill
to you.
Bill Wagner
and
still has a bullet, and it's got his name written all over it. You tell him it says Billy Willie Wagner, and it will be front and center right in his left ass cheek if he ever crosses the Nature Boy or my beautiful wife, Debbie Daly, ever again. And speaking of Debbie Daly, I'm about to head back over there where there's actually some viewers, listeners, ratings, and good programming.
No,
you
don't even talk shit.
I'm gonna fire your ass again.
Jesus, yeah. Tell her to slap around her fucking retard kid a little bit for me and pay her taxes. Get the fuck out, you fail motherfucker.
Yeah, you have not met the final boss of the internet, obviously.
Okay.
And away he goes. So, there you go. Kyoto, you ask, you shall receive.
Thank you.
You got some Nature Boy there. Frank Rizzo in the
Thank
house.
You.
Long time Frank Rizzo. Scarlet Kitty in the building. It's good to have a little bit of estrogen in the chat room. FRD, thank you for sending me these. Let's see, what do we got here? You sent me a few articles. Texas mayor said killed by a rare donkey attack. The mayor of South Texas.
I think I saw a video of that.
The mayor of a South Texas town appears to have been attacked and killed by a 500-pound donkey, according to the Associated Press. The body of William Bill blah 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 blah, the 65-year-old mayor of Hollywood Park, was found on Monday night by sheriffs and relatives. Blah 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 blah. They can become very aggressive, very mean, sometimes triggered by a female in heat. We'll probably never know what triggered it, but it was evident that this particular donkey was involved on the evidence at the scene and blah blah blah. Okay.
Was it a rape scenario?
Donkey kills
donkey
mayor.
Donkey think that the mayor was in heat?
Yeah. See if you can find me a same keywords. See if you can find a Texas mayor at a donkey show. Let's go with the next story here. Leopard's Lounge, Canadian strip club, offers college tuition to aspiring dancers. The naked truth is college is expensive, but one Canadian strip club is willing to lighten the financial load for ladies willing to lighten their wardrobe on stage. Nice little outreach program they got going on there. Yeah, if you want to send me more stories, feel free to do so. It's really easy to do. Just direct message me.
Vincent the Bay.
Yes.
May I ask you, may I have a
introduce a legitimate topic of conversation for a moment?
Yeah, please. For the love of God, yes.
So, I've been in this quandary for some time around Julian Assange. That there's a part of me that feels like even though the claims against him in Sweden regarding sexual misconduct, maybe specious, that he really should answer, right, for that.
Sure.
I understand the difficulty in, securing fair trial, guaranteeing that he's not going to be extradited, et cetera. But I find myself being increasingly distanced from Assange supporters who just, dismiss those sexual assault claims out of hand. And what I see to be a lopsided base of support for Assange versus Bradley Manning. So I want to throw that out. What do you think about that?
Well, first of all, you think there's louder support for Assange? I think you're just paying too much attention to a very vocal minority. I think you're probably on Twitter and seeing people talk about it nonstop. And I follow enough of these people to say that there is for sure a little niche of people out there that are diehard dyed in the wool fucking Assange supporters. But I think most of the country, first of all, most of the country doesn't know who the fuck he is or who WikiLeaks is. But the people that are paying attention, I think the mainstream media, at least, think he's, a step away from being a terrorist, if not a terrorist. Demagoguery going all around. It's just, it's really weird. He's obviously, an attention whore, and he's got to be loving this. But I think I agree. I think he needs to face up to these charges. I mean, he's getting special treatment. How many people would be allowed to be holed up in your embassy and not turn you back over to the cops who are fucking knocking at the door? Like, that doesn't happen to just anybody. Like, I think, this is conspiracy theorist to me, but I think directly or indirectly, he's essentially a CIA Mossad operative. Like, he's like an asset to them. Whether they created him or not, I think he's kind of like Osama bin Laden was. He's a little poster child, boogeyman to a lot of people out there. And I think, I just think you're probably running in circles where the popular opinion is. It's kind of like living in San Francisco. You're living in a city that thinks that almost didn't vote for, almost voted in a Green Party candidate over Gavin Newsom. The rest of the country thinks Gavin Newsom is a fucking, communist. He was one of the first people to do the gay marriage thing. I mean, he's to the average person in Kansas or whatever, he's a radical lefty. But within San Francisco, like, I remember when there was that election was coming up, there was a billboard and it had a picture of Bush, a picture of Schwarzenegger, and a picture of Gavin Newsom. And it was an anti-Newsom ad. They were trying to link them all together. Like, they were all the devil. getting back to Assange, I think he's pussing out. I really do. I think, this kid Bradley Manning is facing up to his charges, and he's facing up to his charges, and he can't get a fucking trial, And Assange is just, like, pussing out. He's like, I think he's guilty. I think he obviously, if he was legitimately just acting as a publisher, just getting something just handed to him, you know, he has nothing to worry about, you know? Like, there's nothing to, like, I go back to the New York Times. Like, he should have the same alibi as the New York Times. But from what I understand, there's apparently evidence that he might have directly assisted Manning in getting all this information, and then that becomes, I think, a you know, espionage.
Yeah.
So I think maybe he did. Maybe he did help him out. I mean, the guy's got a hacker background, and he's, you know, he's even got a history of working with the authorities. I mean, he was in jail. He worked as a consultant for some law enforcement agency wherever he was fucking arrested. I don't know. I haven't really paid close attention to his biography. But it's within the realm of, you know, possibility that he directly helped Bradley Manning. And if he did, then yeah, he could be guilty of some shit and should be in jail with Manning. But instead, he's putting himself in prison. He's just going to stay in that embassy for a year or whatever, and just delaying the inevitable. Like, and I never really paid attention too much with the sexual case against him, the sexual assault case. I've heard conflicting opinions on that. Like, a lot of people are trying to downplay. I guess it's his sympathizers who kind of downplay it as it's just trumped up crap. But who knows? Maybe there's, you know, he legitimately has something to account for. But what's weird is, you know, he was in England. There must just be weird extradition rules between England and, where is he, Sweden? Where Sweden's where they want to take him to?
Yes.
And isn't Sweden neutral? Aren't they
neutral? They're part of the Interpol footprint. Mm. They participate in Interpol, and there's a red notice on Assange, and so that is what the UK authorities are saying preclude them from allowing his safe exit from the country. They're saying they're required then by law to interdict him and keep him from leaving their Interpol country. So that's just part of the agreement of Interpol, right? Is that they do that. If you get tagged red, then you're in trouble if you try to leave from anywhere in the Interpol nations. So that's the deal. That's the deal. You know, I thought it was pretty crafty. You'd have a lot of people put on silver wigs and mob up the embassy.
Yeah.
And just slip out with a big crew of people. I thought that was an interesting idea, but you know, I don't know. I guess I feel like some of the you know, especially after, you know, he's made his move to the Ecuadorian embassy, that, you know, a lot of his, you know, not just supporters but also apologists, right, are you know, because I support WikiLeaks. I mean, I think that if you look, I mean, the material, you know, there is a direct line of causality between, you know, the democratic revolution in Tunisia and Cablegate, right? And WikiLeaks materials that came out as a direct result of, you know, and that kicked off the entire Arab Spring, for better or for worse, depending on where you're at and how it's playing out. In Syria, probably for worse. In Egypt, you know, they're figuring it out. But, you know, in Tunisia, they've done quite well. And so I think, you know, I'm a big supporter of transparency, and I think the government secrecy is run amok in many areas, and certainly the scope and handprint of government on our lives is far too large. But I dislike when people, you know, I see these articles where you know, people are saying, well, you know, the one woman's obviously an agent of the state because she dressed like she would wear short skirts and high heels and put herself close to Julian, and it was, you know, okay, yeah, so she was a groupie, you know. People do that, you know, like if I'm going to the club and I want to get laid, like, I may wear cologne, you know, not because I'm into it, but because it's going to attract a potential sex partner, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's the same, it's not like it's a fucking mystery why people do this, make themselves appealing to the opposite sex. I mean, and so I just think it's, you know, I've seen a lot of kind of rape culture apologists, you know, and it's been, and I find that distasteful, you know, as part of it. I guess that's kind of, that's what's driven my feeling that he should at least, you know, be more open and honest about facing, you know, the charges of sexual assault. Now, the whole WikiLeaks piece in terms of espionage, I have different feelings on that. You know, I suppose that, while it might rise to the legal definition of espionage, if he did participate in helping, you know, move data, I don't feel as though, I feel like sometimes breaking the law is a higher moral calling, in cases like this, and that, you know, my feeling is that the law is oftentimes to separate people from their rights rather than guarantee them. And so the espionage thing I toss out with the bathwater. I don't think that to me is fairly meaningless. I hope Bradley Manning is exonerated and freed as well. But I think probably he's gonna, you know, that's my sadness over the whole thing. I was like, there's the guy who's had his whole private life fucking dragged out into the public eye and stuck in a hole without due process, you know, outside of regular rule of law or military justice. And, you know, and he is the one who, you know, has set all of this in motion. You know, he was the brave one, not Assange.
No, absolutely. I totally agree. We got a couple other callers. If you want to jump in here, press number one to raise your hand. We only have 10, 12 minutes to go. I see FRD on the board. FRD, if you want to chime in, you know what to do, bruh. But I appreciate the sending me the links. Oh, we got Goosey in the building. That's Goose Cream Soup. Remember Goose Cream Soup?
I do.
And do you remember Shag Me?
Yes, of course.
Yeah, they hooked up. They're like a couple now.
Oh, that's great. That's great.
In real
make
life.
Love
sir.
Connections on VITB.
That's right. Vince in the Bay, bringing people together.
Except Nature Boy. Fuck that guy.
Yeah.
And his e-wife, Debbie Daly, too. That filthy, lying, drug-addicted, fake psychic whore.
And on that, we're going to go to the board. FRD, you're on with Vince and Triv and Pliskin and Kyoto.
What's going on, gentlemen? How are you tonight?
Fantastic. And yourself?
I'm also having a fantastic evening, man. Yeah, I didn't have much to say with regard to the whole Julian Assange thing. My opinion means pretty much dick in that regard, but yeah, I can comment on the fact that I would go back and live with Bill Wagner 100 fucking times before I'd spend 10 minutes with Nature Boy. I just wanted to let you know.
FRD, I love you right now. This is a man who's got to figure it out. He knows where he's at. He sees where he's going.
Oh, yeah.
Kyoto, have you seen FRD's video with Bill Wagner at Walmart?
No, I haven't.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah,
oh
man.
God.
I lived with Bill Wagner for 2 months, man.
Got to tweet that out right now, FRD, and I'll retweet it.
Yeah.
Did you really?
Dude. Yeah, dude. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I just told you that they did a run of shows together. They teamed up. FRD flew out to Vegas and linked up with Wagner, and they did like they went on a rampage. They did like 2 or 3 weeks worth of shows. It was surreal. I couldn't believe it. I was like, dude, this is. But the whole time I was like, dude, this is going to end bad. I just have a feeling this is not going to end good. And hence, FRD is back in Maine, right?
I'm in Wisconsin now, but yeah,
oh.
I did go back to Maine for a bit.
That's kind of random, Wisconsin now.
Yep. Right now I'm actually hanging out with Triple T, ATM Be Cool, as you might know him. I don't, you know, I haven't seen the ATM demonstration yet, but I'm waiting.
I always liked that guy.
Yeah, he's awesome, dude.
So you lived with Wagner. Wow.
Oh yeah, it was speaking of interesting, dude, that was quite a trip.
Holy shit. What account did you do the shows from? I want to go back and listen to some of these.
I don't know, man. They may have deleted a few of them. I think one of them was Bill Wagner Live, and then there was some underneath Talking Americans or some shit like that, but
Dude, all you have to do is just. I think if you just search BTR for Bill and FRD, because that's how you labeled the shows, right? It was like Bill Wagner with FRD or Fat
Red
Dragon.
Yeah, you should be able to find them. I don't know, because I know BTR is not a huge fan of the Wags or anything like that, so I'm pretty sure they censored him after a while, but I don't know.
Yeah, dude, they don't like the Wagon.
You got to tweet out that video, though.
Yeah, I just did, man. I forgot to mention
oh,
you in it,
go.
But
okay,
I did tweet it.
Yeah, I'm going to retweet this. So, Kyoto, I don't know if you have access to Twitter, but right now you should check out this retweet.
I'll check it out. Thank you. Wow, that's amazing. You know, I have many times thought about, I called Bill out of the blue, I don't know, a couple of months ago. I was cleaning off my desk and I found a cell phone number. And so I called him out of the blue. His cell phone no longer works, which makes me sad. But or that number doesn't work. But he, I called him, was chatting with him, and you know, he's just crazier than a shithouse coon than a guy. I just love him to death. You know, like he's fucking crazy. You know, the Wagon. Just, oh, it's provided me with so many lulls, like so much pleasure, stomach cramps from laughing so hard. Oh, God. I'm getting nostalgic here, guys. Shit.
I don't know if any of his numbers that I have still work, but I have his cell and his home number and his toll-free number.
You could sell those. Sell them. Sell those numbers to somebody. So did you and Wags leave under good, you know, under good conditions?
He's, how do I put this? He's a bit of a sketchball, dude. We're doing okay, and you know, we were working on a venture as far as mass emailing and things like that. I guess he calls it email marketing. I call it spamming, but no, we were working on that, and there was just no money coming in, dude. And he owed me for like 3 weeks of work and wasn't paying me. So I told him, you know, I was like, I'm out of here, bro. And then a couple days later, his mainframe, I installed 106 servers in a data center for him out in L.A., and he lost connection to it a few days later and accused me of being a hacker and shit. I was like, dude, really? You owe me money and you think I'm going to take down your computer? Turns out his card was charged back and they lost his service, so go figure.
Oh, shit!
Bill's a fucking animal, though. I don't know.
He's a fucking animal, man. He's a wild card. He's a total wild card. Yeah, that's hilarious. Yeah, he was always trying to get me to, he was always trying to drag me in to help him with his shit. And I was always, you know, I gave him some very good ideas on how to make, you know, money with his hardware without spamming. And he's so focused on fucking spamming people. I don't know why that is. And then part of his identity.
Sure is, man. Yeah, you know, if you can deal with it, then, you know, great guy to work with. But it's a little bit, it's a bit intense.
Oh, no, I'm a professional. I don't fuck with people like Wagner.
Yeah, I don't either anymore.
Yeah, good for you. Good for you.
But I knew it would, you know, I knew it, it's a kind of a story that you can't really pass up. I mean, he's like, I'll fly you out here. You can stay right here at my house, dude, and we'll friggin' knock the world down. I was like, wow, okay. Sign me up.
He does
sign me up.
He does give a good pep talk. I mean, basically, that's what his shows are, just one long, rambling pep talk.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Did he make you read Think and Grow Rich before you came out?
He did present me with a copy of it upon my arrival.
Fuck yeah.
I noticed a copy of it on his son's desk, too, so I don't know, man. It's a family thing.
Oh, man. You know, this is the first self-help guide.
Whew.
Think and Grow Rich. You know,
yeah,
I have one day, I remember when he put out a challenge. I can't even remember who. He was challenging someone, saying, you know, come to Vegas and I'll fight you in my friend's octagon. One Kick Nick, as I would later learn when I trolled One Kick Nick as Bill Wagner on YouTube, that that we could fight in One Kick Nick's octagon, and if you could knock him out within 3 minutes, he would give $1,000 to anybody who could do that. And I had a mind to take him up on it because I'm gigantic. I'm afraid Bill Wagner could fit in my shirt pocket. And I thought, you know, that would be the greatest thing because one day I pledged this. I pledged it publicly before. I'm saying it again. I will have Bill Wagner's ponytail. I'm going to come to Vegas and I'm going to claim that ponytail as my own.
Well,
I bought a case for it.
If you get a good view of my my video, sorry about the quality. I filmed it with my friggin' cheap-ass Android phone. But if you get it, there's some pretty good shots of the ponytail in that movie. He actually will stop in line in Walmart and apply spray deodorant to himself in the line at Walmart.
Oh, it's classic. It's well worth it. Hilarious. Dude, I'm telling you. Check out that video, dude. It's hilarious. It's just, it's prime. It's vintage Wags. And you're great.
Oh my god.
FRD is a great narrator too, or whatever.
I can only imagine. You would have been the best co-host and probably business partner Wagner ever had by at least 100 times. FRD. I mean.
Thank you.
Yeah, no, really. I've always enjoyed you on the platform.
Oh, appreciate it, man.
And now I have nothing but respect for you.
You only live once, bro. You only live once.
Absolutely, you know, absolutely. Gosh, I love it.
Well, it's been great having you guys on the show. Thanks for saving my life and calling in. We got to wrap it up here really quick. Let's go around the horn here. Triv, any final thoughts before we get the fuck out of here? Triv, are you still?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Vert.
Sorry,
Vert.
Yeah, Vert. No, thanks. Great show, and glad I could be here.
Cool, man. Always appreciate it. Mr. Pliskin, anything you'd like to say before we leave? Shout out something?
Not really. Just thanks for having me, and thanks to you,
Merch
for inviting me.
Right on. FRD, any funny parting thoughts?
BWC for life, and check out my tweets, man. I had a show tonight on Ustream. Moxie called in. It was a good time.
No.
Oh, yeah.
Dude. You got to tell her to call into my show. I'm going to do another show Friday. Okay,
I'll
real quick. Kyoto, final thoughts.
Fight smart.
Love it. All right, folks. Thank you so much for joining me. I think I'm going to be back maybe Friday. I don't know. We'll see. But I appreciate everybody calling in, chatting, And I hope you enjoy the rest of your Labor Day weekend. Follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/VinceInTheBay. And until next time, peace out, Joe.